schools, physicians, clinics, pharmacies, care facilities, and public and private agencies involved, the amount of paperwork was unbelievable. Her son said, during periods of mom's acute care, paper piled up at a rate of exactly 1 inch per month. On business trips, he took to carrying an extra binder containing the current paperwork related to his mom's care. When he was caught up with his own work, he would painstakingly reconcile bills using colored post-it notes, blue if a bill had been submitted to Medicare, yellow if it had gone through Medicare and been submitted to a private insurance company, red if he'd returned the bill because of errors, and green if the bill had gone all the way through the system and he was ready to write a check for the balance. Consider the number of people this paperwork represented. For every doctor and nurse who treated his mom, there must have been a dozen billing people in a bunch of different organizations: the hospital or doctor's office, the pharmacy, the social agency, Medicare, the insurance company. It was like an old-fashioned military campaign. For every soldier in the field, you had 20 people behind the lines handling logistics. Most experts estimate that 20% to 30% of the annual trillion-dollar cost of the U.S. healthcare system is tied up in paperwork. In hospitals, that number could be as high as 40% to 50%. A single week's stay can generate as many as 100 pieces of paper. Compounding the cost, about 13% of the 1 to 2 billion claims filed each year in the United States are returned for errors. Paperwork and complexity have soared even as the U.S. healthcare industry has shifted to managed care in an effort to reduce costs, prevent fraud, and ensure consistent and appropriate care. Under the managed care model, an organization, whether Medicare or a private insurance company, will contract with a group of doctors to provide medical services toward managed outcomes and for fixed fees, $1,000 for an appendectomy, $15 for a flu shot, and so on. According to the 1998 Source Book of Health Insurance Data, more than 160 million people in the United States were enrolled in a managed care plan at the beginning of 1997, the last year for which figures were available. Doctors appreciate the need to control costs, but feel buried in regulations and second-guessed by layers of bureaucrats. They're afraid that their medical options are being limited and that patient care may suffer. They have also complicated matters themselves, treating patient files as business records, and often hesitating to share them with competing physicians. And they've been largely computer-averse, although much of that aversion can be attributed to the clunkiness and expense of early medical systems. Curiously enough, the managed care that many physicians love to hate may turn out to be the primary driver that extends information systems into patient care and returns control of patient care to doctors. When you get enough clinically helpful information in front of physicians, they see the benefits and ask for more. Patients, meanwhile, are recognizing how much more information is available to them on the web, and how this information gives them a sense of control and responsibility in the maintenance of their own health. Clinical benefits have also encouraged healthcare CEOs to push for better information systems, sometimes against resistance by their boards of directors, which have too often focused on the cost-cutting during the mergers of the last several years. Up to now, healthcare has applied only 2% to 3% of its revenues to information technology, compared with, say, the banking industry's 15%. Although healthcare is a high-tech field, the technology has been directed at standalone diagnostic systems, not at information flow. Often the information applications that are used aren't designed to work with other information applications, despite all the healthcare areas that should share data: the lab, the pharmacy, radiology, the blood bank, medical monitoring devices, charting, and billing systems. Organizations have had to build special interfaces between each and every application. A typical healthcare organization can have hundreds of these interfaces. One organization currently manages 1,800 different interfaces. This complexity is one reason it typically has taken 2 years for a healthcare organization to buy a new system and another 2 years to install it, too slow by any standard. Today, the situation is more encouraging. The U.S. government has passed legislation requiring the definition of a standard for electronic finance and administrative transactions, including computer-based patient records. Several organizations are working to establish nationwide technical standards for interoperability of medical applications. The Microsoft Healthcare Users Group, which with MS HUG has one of the friendliest acronyms around, is working to create medical applications that use standard Windows component technology and new internet technology to plug and play with each other. Better information handling in medical organizations will be a requirement in the future. Some health organizations, recognizing that their patients' needs can't wait, are showing strong leadership. They're proving that a digital nervous system can make invaluable contributions in all areas of patient care, from emergency services through hospital treatment, patient follow-up, and long-term trend analysis. Perhaps no emergency services firm in the country has made more use of PC technology than Acadian Ambulance and Air Med Services in Lafayette, Louisiana, which is building a complete flow of information around Tritech Software Systems VisiCAD for fire EMS software. CAD here means computer-aided dispatch, not design. With 1,200 employees and $90 million in revenues, Acadian is the largest independent ambulance company in the United States. From a single dispatch center in Lafayette, Acadian serves 26 parishes, counties, across 17,000 square miles of cities, towns, sugarcane fields, rice fields, and bayous in the southern part of the state. On a typical day, Acadian will handle 500 to 600 calls involving ambulances and medical helicopters. Users of the PC-based emergency response software system say that it consistently cuts 60 to 90 seconds off immediate response times to 911 emergencies. In a business where life and death can be measured in minutes and seconds, this is a significant advance. But the greatest value is in how the same system enables the emergency medical technicians, EMTs, to give medical help to the injured or the sick, both while EMTs are en route and after they arrive on the scene. While the ambulance is on its way, the software walks the dispatcher through a series of questions to ask the caller about the emergency. The dispatcher downloads the answers to the crew while they're en route and advises the caller on appropriate first aid techniques pending the crew's arrival. The system even reminds the dispatcher to ask about the presence of a guard dog or other potential hazard to the crew at the scene. A new ambulance-based pen chart system running on Fujitsu laptops helps ensure that Acadian's EMTs follow standard treatment steps. The PC displays a schematic of the human body divided into seven regions. The EMT taps on the schematic at that part of the body with a suspected problem. Based on whether it's a medical condition, such as cardiac arrest, or a trauma, such as a puncture wound to the heart, the PC offers different treatment guidance. Replacing the paper reports the crews have used in the past, the pen chart system enables the ambulance crew to quickly create a new patient file. The system prompts for standard information, converts handwritten hospital names to text, and automatically completes the hospital address fields. If the victim is a subscriber to Acadian's monthly subscription program, the pen chart system populates the chart with medical information from records already loaded on the laptop's hard drive. Intravenous IV treatments and a few other procedures require a doctor to sign off when the ambulance reaches the hospital. The signature is obtained with a stylus in a special field on the PC display. If a new treatment is entered later, another signature by a doctor is required, ensuring medical review of all procedures. Once a report is completed, it's uploaded via remote access into Acadian's network. Encryption technology protects confidential patient information. The pen chart system reminds the crew every day about any files that are incomplete. If a file is not completed and uploaded within 5 days, a late report is automatically emailed to the crew's supervisor, who follows up. The pen chart system has improved the level of accuracy in reports from the